This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And you could even subscribe to this wonderful Tome of Wisdom and Entertainment.
Tome of Wisdom.
On iTunes. And actually, Jeff, what is that Google thing? That
Beyond Pod.
Beyond Pod.
It's so easy.
So if you are
it's so easy, Fred.
You're an Android user and have all the Google platform stuff, you can go
70% to... 70% of you out there use the Android platform.
So go to Beyond Pod for that.
That is right.
So, Jeffrey...
Fred.
We've had a wonderful kickoff to this summer season.
Yeah, I was in San Carlos. It was awesome.
Very funny. Very nice.
And AJ's graduation from University High.
Yeah, that was
fantastic.
Phenomenal.
It was wonderful.
You know,
congratulations.
People who are friends with me on Facebook got to see a picture of Alec when he was born. And he was born premature, less than 3 pounds, like 2.8 pounds. And I have a picture of his
furry little
self,
right,
with an oxygen cannula on. And then, you know, fast forward 18 years later, he's sitting with his girlfriend looking all goofy. And
he doesn't have to sit with his girlfriend to look goofy.
No, he just is goofy.
goofy. Did I see him walking around with a sword and shield the other day?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my goodness.
He's totally into the fantasy stuff, Dungeons & Dragons.
I think he is living in the fantasy stuff.
No, he's actually very
talented. Just kidding, AJ.
He's very talented. He actually builds a lot of that stuff.
Nice.
And
there's a career there somewhere.
A little income stream off of it. So... Just like we have an income stream off radio.
Yes, we do.
The things
and
we do.
And we'd like to thank all of our advertisers for helping us stay close to the black every month.
Close. That's the operative word. All right, so, folks, we love celebrating all the stuff going on in Tucson, Arizona, and we want to remind you that there is so much great stuff going on in the Old Pueblo. This coming Saturday is Second Saturday Downtown.
Woohoo!
Man, and now that the construction's pretty much out of the way, and they're back on Congress Street, they're having a blast. There's stages everywhere with free live entertainment. It's just family fun, family-friendly fun, all over the downtown coming this Saturday night. We are still waiting, Jeffrey, patiently waiting for the Queen of the Evening to show herself.
I told you talked about that too early.
No, because I think the anticipation makes it all better.
Yeah, but the anticipation is quickly turning into frustration.
No, there's no frustration. Not at all.
Okay.
Maybe on your point.
Yeah, I need instant gratification.
You are such an American, my friend. man. But the Queen is coming. The Night Blooming Cirrus is coming at Tonopah Park.
Right.
I think they're still thinking around mid-June. So if you go to tohonachulpark.org, you can actually sign up for the newsletter, and they'll let you know when the lady will be blooming. And it's like, and just so you know, it's like they'll send an email out that day that the blooms will happen, and so it's that quick.
Yeah, it'll
so
be awesome.
You know, we wait and wait and wait, but when it happens quick, and then it's over.
You got to be nimble on your feet.
That's right. Go ahead.
I was just going to remind people that. If you're not doing anything today, if you don't have anything on the agenda with the kids, head on down to the Tucson Children's Museum because they're having Science Sundays. It's outstanding. Head on down to the old Carnegie Library downtown because it is a great, great place to spend some quality time with your chitlins.
Yeah, just a couple of things with Tohonachul, just because, you know, I was talking about it. From between May 27th and September 2nd, so pretty much the run of the summer, they are a Blue Star Museum, which means that all active duty military and their families from Memorial Day, which was last weekend, through Labor Day, they get to hang out at the Tohono O'Chul for free. It's a free admission for active duty military and their families from May 27th through September 2nd. And also people should be getting excited. July 19th through the 21st is a road trip being sponsored by Tohono O'Chul. And they're going to go up to Flagstaff and chase down some birds and blooms and a dash of antiquities. So, again, go to tohonochulpark.org. And if that's too hard on, you know, your brain cells, just go to fredandjeff.com on the upcoming events page, and we'll have all that stuff linked up.
Right. You know, I'm pretty surprised that you haven't been talking about all of the stuff going on at your favorite movie house here in Tucson.
Well, I was going to get to that. Been talking about that. But
yeah, but you missed the whole month of May when they had all the Stanley Kubrick movies.
I think we talked about those.
No, I don't think we did.
I went to them.
Well, at least you're supposed to share that with all of our listeners, friend.
But I think we did talk about that.
Okay, well, maybe I wasn't here that show.
No, maybe you just don't listen. You don't listen to me, Jeff. You just don't listen.
What are you, my wife? Come on.
So, yeah, the Stanley Kubrick retrospective, I guess, was pretty sweet.
Right. And now, coming in June, is the Studio I know I was going to screw this one up. Ghibli. Darn it. It's all of those really, really cool anime movies. Ponyo, Ocean Waves, The Cat's Return. All of those really cool movies. That's what The Loft is going to have in June. So go to The Loft for all the super cool Japanese anime movies that are just, I mean, my kids love them. They're awesome. And Ponyo, Kiki's Express, they're awesome.
And if you love The Loft, support The Loft by becoming a member and also participating in their digital conversion. They're in the process of converting the final screen over at The Loft to digital, and they need your help. And actually, the cool thing about that is an anonymous member of the community put up a match. So the money they needed to raise, they only need to raise half of it now.
That's awesome.
Because somebody's going to come in and whatever The Loft raises, they're matching it dollar for dollar.
That's fantastic.
So every dollar you donate, you're donating two.
That's great.
Yeah, so do that. Also at The Loft, they have these things called Happy Tuesdays.
Happy Tuesdays.
And Bridget Thumb was on the show a couple weeks ago.
She kind of took over the first part of the show.
Yeah, she's just cute and bubbly.
Yes, she really is.
And actually, let's see, last Tuesday, 4 or 5 days ago, it was her night. For the Lonely Hearts Club, and it was interesting because, you know, she promoted it as sort of a cross between Delilah, who's a famous syndicated radio disc jockey.
Right. People would call up and say, I'd like to
dedicate this song to my
boyfriend, Bob, who
ditched me.
And I still love him.
So it's called Lonely Hearts Club. And so, you know, the spin on it is, you know, if you want to break up with somebody, bring them along. Or just, you want to tell...
It's a good thing they serve beer there.
Tell sad love stories. And, you know, there is humor in tragedy. There cannot be humor...
Look at us!
...without tragedy. That is true. And it was a lot of fun. But let's see. Coming up, they have... I don't know. It's sort of like a Mystery Science 3000.
That's right.
Kind of
that's
feel.
Right. Well, you all need to go to two shows ago. Go to the show where they have. Listen to it. You get the full rundown. Very amusing.
Or
because
just
there's lots of good things happening at the Loft.
Or Tuesdays at 9 o'clock at the Loft. Just show up because it's random and it's fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And it's free.
And it's free. Except for the beer.
Well, except for the beer.
Got to buy the beer.
You do have to buy the beer. Last thing, Jeffrey, is keep an eye on fredandjeff.com for upcoming updates for Tucson Roller Derby, because they have bouts going on during the summer.
I'm not opposed to you pitching the Roller Derby on the show. You have nothing to say about the Roller Derby? Why are you telling everybody they got to go to the website to check out the Roller Derby? Tell them.
Because I honestly...
Because you forgot the list.
Well, last night there was a bout.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed out kind of late, and I didn't fully prep this morning.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what the upcoming schedule is. But
gotcha.
If you go to fredandjeff.com...
Yeah, then you got everything covered.
Everything's covered.
All right, cool. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we've got one of our favorite folks in the studio. So stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Tuesday afternoon, I'm just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me. Chasing the clouds away.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Correct.
And we want you to come visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can listen to old shows, check out the pictures of our guests and all the shenanigans that we engage in.
Correct.
And follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And Jeffrey, you know what? I'm trying to figure out exactly how to put this on the website, but we've been going to events, you know, mm-hmm. you and I, mm-hmm. and we take our tape recorder with us. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I went to Comic-Con in mm-hmm. Phoenix, mm-hmm. and we're talking to Tucson artists and writers about, you know, comic books and the stories and stuff they're doing. And so that'll be posted up on the website. We have some stuff for the farmer's market. We went out to the farmer's market.
That was months ago. You know what, Fred? I refer to your little handheld recorder thing as the black hole. Because we get all this great information on there, and then what
great
happens
tape.
To it?
It
disappears.
The issue is that I'm trying to figure out a really cool way to do it on the website.
Well, you know, so the best way to do it would just be to do it.
Well, we have pictures, so you can see the people we were talking to, and mm-hmm, there's, like, video mm-hmm. or audio.
Yeah,
and,
procrastinator.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, next couple weeks. By saying this on the air,
now
I'm accountable.
Okay.
So
that's an old who Stephen Covey deal. Write it down, and then it's going to happen. Tell 50 people, and then they're going to hold you to it.
That's right.
Well, now you're telling thousands of people. Yeah. And you're still not going to do it, are you?
Well, actually, you know what? 8 weeks ago, did I say that I was going to do the Bikram challenge on the air? Yes,
I did.
Yes, I did.
Is that? Oh, that's the thing.
The Bikram yoga challenge.
A day,
no, 8 weeks.
Do your Kegler floor exercises.
8 weeks in a row, 5 days a week.
I'm proud
doing
of you, Fred.
Bikram yoga.
Proud of you, Fred.
It's done today.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And
20 pounds down, all toned up. Eyes are clear. Mind is still cloudy. But it's done.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Now what?
I'm going to continue doing it.
All right. So Bikram wins.
Bikram wins.
That guy's a smart guy. So Fred, who in our community next to you and me are building a better community for all of us? Who does that, Fred? Whose mission statement is building a better community for all of us?
Is that a multiple guess answer question?
Only one right answer today.
I think
right
that would be Tony Penn at the United Way.
I think you're right. Tony Penn from Hello. United Way. How you doing, Tony?
Doing fantastic, Jeff. How about you?
Outstanding. Good. Outstanding. You like my tan? I just came back from the beach.
Yeah, we were joking during the break. Tony's like all old and gray now because of all the work he's been doing for this community. I was joking with him during the break, but when he first came to Tucson a couple years ago.
Yeah, 3 years this month.
Yeah, and we brought you on.
Really?
It is.
And we brought you on the radio show to introduce you to the community. And,
I was
and you
brand
outlined
new.
This huge vision for Tucson and the United Way. Yeah. And man, you've gotten to work and you've done the things you said you're going to do.
We have made tremendous progress.
And this community has sucked the life out of you, Tony.
Do you think
so? At least out of your hair color.
Yes.
But well, I got to ask you two questions. Okay. Number one, mm-hmm. 3 years ago, mm-hmm. when you knew very little about our community,
yes.
what was the number one thing that you thought, number one priority, we got to make this change? What was that?
We needed to come together as a community first.
Right.
Secondly, we needed a convergence to create a strong United Way, and that has certainly happened because we are much stronger today, and we're serving even more people. In fact, last year, we have the data to show that we touched more than 100,000 lives in Southern Arizona through our work of the United
Way.
That's
10% of this community.
That is 10% of the community that are touched by the work of the United Way, and we can validate that.
That's amazing.
It is.
And 10% of the community, and they're not all just kids?
They're all over the map, all of the demographic map and all over the map as far as the area is concerned throughout Southern Arizona.
As well as socioeconomic?
Absolutely.
So, and before you came on the show, and it's a couple of weeks ago because you and I are in the same Rotary Club,
mm-hmm.
you were telling me that you guys helped process over 10,000 tax returns?
We did over 10,500 tax returns this year.
Tell me about that.
That is our volunteer tax assistance program, and it's called VITA. It is for low and moderate income folks to get their taxes done for free. And we have a charge to be able to help them maximize the tax returns. And many of those folks also earn the earned income tax credit, and that is to get a little extra back. But our main ambition and our main focus there, Jeff, is to be able to put that money back into the pockets of hardworking Southern Arizonans. And last year, not only did we do a record number of tax returns, being the largest tax preparer in Pima County, largest tax preparer over Southern Arizona, but we also brought back into this economy $17.2 million.
Whoa! I'll get my taxes done by you guys next year.
Wow.
$17.2 million back into the economy of Southern Arizona. And that's because of the great work of our United Way and our stakeholders and donors and volunteers, because all that work is done by volunteers. And they do it at 16 sites throughout the community. And we call these our prosperity centers, where people have gone to get their taxes done. But that also includes Northern Arizona, because we actually partnered with our United Way in Flagstaff, and that's the Northern Arizona United Way, and we did three counties up in Northern Arizona also that were included in that this year.
So you guys did such a good job. Northern Arizona jumped on board.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, Tony.
Yeah, it is.
And then now, when people think of the United Way, you know, we always think about the NFL players running around with a bunch of kids in the park, and they're having fun, and kids are being active. But really, one of the things that you guys do for kids is help them learn how to read.
We absolutely do.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, a big part of the work of the United Way, as we focus on our strategic priorities of education, income, and health. In the area of education, it is early childhood education, which is our biggest focus. Jeff, you probably know that we're the fiduciaries for the First Thing First, and that's the early childhood education funding that comes from the state. And it is driven through the tobacco tax.
Now, wait a second. When you say you're the fiduciaries.
We do.
What does that mean?
That means that we help to disseminate that money. It comes through our United Way. And today it equates to about $7 million that comes to our United Way. But we spread that over early childhood education centers throughout Southern Arizona. So even today, as we speak, there are about 9,000 kids that are in high quality early childhood education centers, not warehousing these kids, but actually teaching these kids so that they can be ready to read, ready to succeed before they enter kindergarten. And that's part of what we do. But also, we are started a new initiative this year that we call Read on Tucson, because we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and that is third grade reading. Today, one in four children in our area are not reading proficient at the third grade.
Why is that important?
Oh, boy, that is so important, because up to the third grade, kids are learning to read. After the third grade, they are reading to learn.
Ah,
and
that's
huge. It is huge. And we know through real studies and statistical data that is very proven, Fred and Jeff, that those kids who get the early start through our early childhood education initiatives, and those kids who also get extra support at the third grade, are the kids that graduate on time. Those are the kids that are ready for the workforce. Those are the kids that go on to post-secondary education. Those are the kids that succeed.
So you guys not only are helping folks get their returns, get their money back, you're helping kids read so they have a brighter future.
Absolutely.
We all know about the healthy initiatives you have with kids, getting them, you know, keeping them healthy physically.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are also helping the adults, the older adults, and the caregivers in our community as well.
Right. And all of this work of Fred and Jeff, we do this through also working with 80-plus partner agencies throughout the community. Because, of course, the United Way is always well known for our ability to be able to go out and do the fundraising, run the campaigns, to be able to also use that money to help our partner agency in this 80 plus agencies that we support throughout our community. So you're asking about what are we doing in the area of seniors? Well, through our senior and elder initiatives, we help seniors to be able to stay in their homes just a little bit longer. Statistically, we know that seniors have a higher quality of life the longer you can keep them in their
absolutely
own homes.
True.
And so we do significant work is to help train caregivers. And many of us today, especially us baby boomers, are finding ourselves for the first time being primary caregivers to our parents. And so the United Way is working in that area to be able to support you in that effort as you now become that primary caregiver.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to that, are we?
No, our parents are nice and healthy, and knock on wood, they're going to stay that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's a little bit more that we want to ask you, because I know you got a big capital campaign that you're coming towards the end of.
Absolutely.
But we got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm. So if you'll stick around with us for a little bit longer, Tony, we got a couple more questions to ask you.
I'd be happy to.
And so, folks, I'm Jeff, my brother Fred. We have the Fred and Jeff Show here. Thanks for tuning in. All the great things that happen in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Stick around. We got lots more. So see you in about 2 minutes.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I. For united we stand, divided we fall.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Federico.
And we, Jeffrey. Jeffy.
Jefe.
Jefe.
Yes.
Now, I was trying to remember, what did Mia used to call you?
Jefe. Dad. Oh, Mia, no, I'm not telling you that. Federico is your name, you know.
Federico
Gabriel Ronstadt.
Thank you. So we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, and there'll be a pronunciation tab on the old website. If you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and actually subscribe to the show if you go to iTunes and type in The Fred and Jeff Show.
Yeah, you got nothing to do for an hour.
Yeah, that's
listen
right.
to some old shows.
That's right.
Good times.
So we were talking to Tony Penn from the United Way, and he carved out some major challenges for himself when he came here 3 years ago and has met with some major successes as well. But we're just talking about some of the programs that you guys are engaged in.
Yes.
And there's a lot more that's going on.
Well, yeah. And Tony, when we started the interview, we asked you, you've been here for 3 years. And your number one priority was getting everybody on the boat and the boat headed in the same direction.
Yes.
And you feel comfortable that you've done that.
Yes. I believe that we're working even more effectively with our partners. We've increased the value proposition of partnering with the United Way, and we see people participating in an extraordinary way.
That's awesome. Now what? Now that you got the big one, that one, now where do you go?
Now it's a matter of being able to cover the need. The needs are going up in our community.
Right.
The fact that 1 in 5 Tucsonans are living in poverty is a huge issue for all of us. The fact that Tucson wound up on the list of the poorest large metropolitan areas in the country, number 6.
Embarrassing.
It is. And that's
horrible.
Not a list we want to be on.
No.
But how do we stem the tide on that? And we do it by our stakeholders and our donors giving even more. And giving sacrificially. And actually, we've seen that happen as we've grown our campaign almost 25% over the last 3 years.
What?
And as we're heading now toward our latest
goal. Time out. I know you got your talking points.
Yes.
I love that. But 25% growth in the last 3 years in this economy?
It's been very close to 25%, even in a tough economy. So,
here's my point.
Southern Arizonans are very generous.
That's my point. I mean, we talk about all the great people and places, mm-hmm. events, culture in Tucson, Southern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You just demonstrated the fact that we have a group of folks out there, our neighbors,
yes,
that are as giving as they can be.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
I like the term sacrificial giving that you use.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
People are reaching down deep and,
they
and
are.
Pouring their hearts out.
They
and
are.
They still need to, though, don't they?
They are, because we are very close. This year, our campaign goal was $10 million. We're about 95% of a $10 million goal.
Wow.
So we need your help. We need the community's help. We need your support to be able to get to that goal, because that's the difference between some kids, that's the difference between a family, that's the difference between a senior actually being able to have a great transformation take place within their lives, and they need it.
And they're our neighbors.
Yeah, they are.
We need to help them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we appeal to you to do the easy thing, and that is to go to UnitedWayTucson.org and press the give button. And there you can easily give to participate right away. We've done a recent mail out to more than 25,000 families out there. And if that mailer's sitting on your desk, it's sitting on a coffee table, sitting on the kitchen counter, pick it up, put a check in the envelope, drop it in, because it's postage paid, and it'll come back to be able to help your neighbors, your friends, your family members right away.
Awesome.
Now, people can give anytime. They go to a website, they can write a check or anything, but you're cruising towards the end of a milestone, though.
Yes. And that is being able to meet that campaign goal. And it actually ends, the campaign ends officially on June the 30th. But we're trying to make sure that we get to that goal definitely by the middle of the month, so that we know that we will be able to serve all of those kids and families and seniors who are greatly depending on us.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we have the next 15 to 30 days to really pour
to
it
make
out.
It happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, folks, please do your part and help your neighbors, because that's what the United Way does. They help our neighbors. Tony, thanks a ton for coming on.
Thanks so much for you guys giving me the opportunity to be able to share with your audience. And I know your audience has been a big reason also, too, why we've had the opportunity to be able to grow stronger and serve more people.
You hear that, Mom? Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, that's our audience, Mom.
Thanks, folks. So, yeah, thanks, Tony. We appreciate that. Our listeners do, too. We all appreciate what you do. We're real happy that we were able to steal you away from Houston, so we're glad you're here.
All right. So, you know, this is, you know, I guess I'm in charge of the transitions here on the Fred and Jeff Show. And I've been thinking about this because it's not too much different, our next guest, because Tony and his crew are working to feed the bellies, the housing needs, the soul, you know, all those things in our community. Our next guest actually helps feed the mind and the soul through the arts in this community. And
yeah, it was a pretty good transition, Fred. you're making a stretch there, but Jerry's shaking and said, yeah, thanks, Fred. That's really nice.
Yeah. So every once in a while I get a compliment from my brother.
Yeah, I compliment you all the time.
Yeah, right. He's like, what the hell are you wearing? What is that on your head?
Well, it's not hair.
All right. So on the show with us now is Jerry Peck, who is...
It's actually Peek.
Peek.
Sorry about that.
It is Jerry Peek. I can't read my own freaking writing.
No problem.
Now you want to know
Jerry
why I give
Peek.
You a hard time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, again, I was at roller derby till late last night. I need someone to cut me a break. Anyways, so Jerry, this is how Jerry got in the show. Randy Garcia, who was a very popular broadcaster here in Tucson, was very involved in the arts and had some online arts assets. I don't remember exactly what his
Tucson Murals Project.
Tucson Murals Project. They were documenting the murals across the community, and Randy passed away not too long ago. And Jerry, I think, sort of took up the mantle, and we've been doing phone tag and email tag and trying to get him on the show just to talk about, I think, some of Randy's legacy, but also, you know, the mural project, where that's at. And actually, Jerry's got a thing called TucsonArt.info,
right,
which is an art blog and sort of linked into the arts community. And we want to talk about arts in Tucson.
Great. And I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Jerry, where are you from?
I grew up in northern New Mexico.
And how'd you find your way to Tucson?
It was a long route all around the country, different places, working. I actually worked in radio for 15 years and got as far east as London and Prague.
Wow.
And came to San Francisco and came to Tucson in 1999, though my mom's lived here since 1980. I had a friend who grew up here, a couple friends, several friends that I've met now. So
I'm sure you got a lot now.
Yeah, and it's really been fun. And so I've been here officially for like 14 years now, I guess, almost.
And earlier when we were chatting before Fred showed up, because he was on time, but I was early, you were telling me that this art project is really kind of taking your soul because as you were growing up, you were going to be an IS guy, you know, an information
right, computers
computer
and
guy.
Engineering and things. That's
and then
my
you got
background.
The art bug.
Right. Yeah, I was actually getting my master's in London. I went there because they had a one-year intensive computer science course, and I really pretty much already knew a lot of the stuff there, but I needed something formal so I could teach. But when I got there, the first person I met was an actress, and then I started meeting some artists, and I realized I wasn't having any fun in this computing business.
Yeah, once you get in the art scene and hang out with those people, you're in there. It's like, you know, you were talking about a black hole earlier. You know, once you hang out with artists and you realize all the cool stuff they're doing and into, you're gone.
I don't know. We insurance guys have a lot of fun. You laugh.
I'm actually being facetious because I love computers too, but it's not my passion like it used to be to sitting in front of a screen programming all the time. Now I want to be out on my bicycle finding art, talking to artists. I'm staff photographer at the Tucson Museum of Art, volunteer for 6 years. I love the arts community, and Tucson's got a lot of it.
Now that's cool. So you're on your bike, cruise around looking for art
mm-hmm.
to take pictures of to put on...
on the websites and blogs, yep.
That's great. And you've been doing this for 3 years, you said?
No, it started in 2000. Gosh, when did Randy... it was 2006. No, it was 2008, I think. I can't remember. But around then, anyway, I'd seen Randy's blog and found a mural in my neighborhood, took a photo of it, and actually, I don't know if I should tell this story. I guess Randy's gone now, so it's probably okay.
Yeah,
he actually added me as co-author of the blog and then emailed me and said, by the way, I added you as co-author. You're great. He was smart. He didn't know that it would turn into the love of my life and the passion of my life of,
wow.
you know, finding art in Tucson and helping share it. So,
all right. Well, we've got to take a quick break,
sure.
Our last of the hour. And when we come back, we want to hear all about your passion and your love for art in Tucson. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronsted. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's exactly right, Hank.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to the big old program on iTunes. So during the last segment, we were talking to Jerry Peek, who is, I guess, the webmaster, the guardian of TucsonArt.info.
Well, sort of. I like to see it to be a community project eventually because it's all volunteer stuff. But, you know, I'm glad to do it, and it's starting to grow, and it's exciting, and it's fun.
Now, let's go back for a moment because you sort of, like, came in on this with Randy Garcia.
Right.
Who passed away and was sort of starting a mural project, identifying all the public art and sort of giving people a place to go to where
mm-hmm.
they can see it and actually find out where it is and then go see it in person.
Absolutely.
So how did that work start with Randy?
Well, I'd seen his blog, then I saw a mural not too far from home, a mile or two from home. I love riding my bike, and took a picture of it, sent it in to Randy. Randy put me on the blog, as I mentioned, and then I just got hooked, and he actually added me as co-author, so I was able to post stuff. He did most of the posting for quite a while, but then eventually he left Tucson, you know.
Right.
And I started doing a lot of it, and then he's got pretty busy, and I ended up doing all of it pretty much. And then then I got a call from a reporter at the Arizona Daily Star saying, you know, I'd like some comment on Randy's death. And I said, what? So, yeah. I mean, it was a real surprise to everybody.
Right.
And it's, you know. So anyway, that's how that started. So now I am the murals guy. Those several people send in photos, and there's, you know, 850 murals on the blog about now. And I've got a year's backlog of photos. There's a lot of art.
Now, there's a lot of public art.
Right.
But not all of it, not all those pieces are murals.
And that's what TucsonArt.info is for. We're starting to add photos of public art there, although that's, you know, it's a volunteer project. I haven't got a lot of time. And then there's the mailbox blog, which has been the most fun. And I think, Jeff, you're looking at it right now.
I'm looking at the mailbox. Yeah, they're hilarious and cool as well. I mean, there's some mailboxes here where these folks have spent a ton of time putting really, really cool, unique mailboxes together. And then there's a mailbox here on a bunch of cinder blocks that's held down by duct tape.
There's actually a couple of those in town. They're in progress, the owners told me. They're working on it.
That's awesome. So what do these people do when you're out there snapping pictures of their mailbox?
Well, most people come up and say, may I help you? Because, you know, you're taking a picture of their mailbox and they've never thought of such a thing. And then I hand them my card and then they say, oh. And there's only been one person who's been
a little nervous?
Well, yeah, sort of like get off my... I don't go on people's property, you guys. I stay on the street.
That's
but he wanted me out of there. So, and it was funny because he had one of the best mailboxes. I probably shouldn't identify which one.
No, yeah, no. But I'll tell you what. I'm looking at the one, this rocket ship mailbox.
Now, that was contributed by a man who sent in photos. We get several people send in mural photos, but I have only had one man who sent in mailbox photos.
This rocket ship, well, we got to link this on the website.
Yeah, it'll all be at friendjeff.com.
It's outstanding. Windmill mailboxes. I mean, it's just, these are not your run-of-the-mill mailboxes. They're very cool.
And I find more every day, and I have a big backlog of photos, so this blog is going on, you guys.
That's
so
awesome.
How many pieces of public art or murals are out there that people could probably stumble across?
Well, I'm sure there's 1,000 murals. You know, there's going to be thousands of mailboxes. And public art, it's hard to say. The Tucson Pima Arts Council has a list of public art on their website, and I'm hoping to work with them. I'm sure there are hundreds of pieces. You know, we've got the 1% for Art program here, which does a lot to bring art to buildings and other public places and parks and things. And the schools are phenomenal.
Yeah, those are sort of like the low-lying fruit, though. But, you know, there's like traffic circles buried in neighborhoods.
Getting photos of those, too. I don't think any of them are on TucsonArt.info yet. Yeah, and one of the things that's most wonderful is people at their homes who not only do mailboxes but put up murals, which are gorgeous, like the angels on Santa Barbara Street. They're just breathtaking. And it's just on a person's home, and they just put it there for their neighbors to look at.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, I think, because I'm not very artistic, so when someone does something looks so easy to do, and then I try to do it and make a complete disaster of it, I've really grown, you know, to have an appreciation of this. And you've got folks that are putting clay pots next to their homes and then drawing these or painting these beautiful floral scenes coming out of these clay pots. So, you know, they're just gorgeous. And yeah, you're right, they're doing it for, you know, for their neighbors to enjoy to look at.
Yeah, I never go into a person's home. We don't show backyards. We don't show any restaurants or anything that the public can't see. That's been Randy's policy, and I've sort of kept to it. It makes sense because I don't want to go walk into people's yards.
You know? Now, did you guys have pictures of the old Farmer John's murals on their wall before? Because since Farmer John's is gone, those murals have really kind of gotten a beating.
Oh, and even the murals that are in public places that are not in abandoned buildings. Folks, this is up on Grant near the I-10 he's
right.
talking about. It's sad to see that a lot of murals are being tagged and not respected anymore by the people who do the tagging. It's really quite sad.
That is sad because I'll tell you what, that especially the Farmer John's mural, those have been in Tucson for so long.
Yeah, we grew up with those.
Yeah, we really did. And, I mean, they're all the way around the building. So you're driving down one street, and it looks like a giant bull is coming right at you. They're really cool.
I'd like to say that one of the things I'm hoping for is to get folks who have photos of murals that are older than 2006 to give them to us, because we've got almost nothing about the historical record. And muralismo here in Tucson has been here for a long time. And
we're
going
to have to get you together with Carlos Lozano from Vanishing Tucson, because Carlos has got thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures of things the way they used to be in southern Arizona. And he's kind of in the same boat you are, where there's just so much to do and not enough time.
Right, exactly. I wish I weren't a volunteer. I wish I could make this into a job. But so far, it's got to be in my spare time.
Well, it's just a total labor of love.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at all, and you're doing a post at least once a day.
Right, yeah. murals every other day right now, mailboxes every day.
Every day. That's
so
amazing.
If people go to TucsonArt.info, what should they expect to see, and what do you think is the most valuable things that they should be looking at?
Oh, well, that's a good point. Well, this week I've actually been in the middle of revising the website, and this morning it's still not finished, but the front page will tell you just about everything. If you go to TucsonArt.info, you'll see right away photos of the murals and the mailbox blogs, which you can click on. And at the lower right-hand corner of every page is a set of links to all kinds of arts organizations, art information in Tucson, places like TPAC, the Arts Council.
That's awesome.
Where you can go and click on that and go to another arts organization. I would be glad to hear from people. And there's a contact page where I would really love to hear from people. Every page has a contact me, so you can send me info or questions or something.
And you really want people, if they've got pictures, to send them to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, feel free to get in touch with me. The photos will go out there however you want them to. But I'm glad to share and give credit, and I like to know the artist's name. Gosh, almost no artists sign their murals. So most of the murals on there, I don't even know who did them. I've started to meet a number of muralists as they get to know me and I get to know them. I'm starting to learn who does this, but for some reason, yeah, artists don't sign their murals.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know. David Tenneo signs his.
Yeah, and David's recognizable enough. By the way, folks, he's one of the most, you, Fred and Jeff know, he's one of the most prolific Tucson muralists and very famous.
Where's your favorite David Tenneo mural?
Oh, well, it was the one, like a lot of people, the one at the Tucson Museum of Art, which was meant to be temporary out there on the patio and, you know, lasted for, what is it, 15 years until they finally decommissioned it. There's photos of all that on the blog, too, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, and that's great.
David is amazing and still doing great work. And I guess his macular degeneration has gotten a lot better from what I understand. He's able to paint still. He's still working with students.
Oh, yeah, and actually I have commissioned a couple pieces from him.
Oh, just recently?
Within the last couple of years, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing, but he's just one of many, many, many.
So one on the website, you know, folks go to this website, and you're right, there's tons of stuff on here. I mean, absolutely, tons and tons of stuff, and you're just scratching the surface. But when folks come to your website, TucsonArt.info, what do you highly suggest they try to find first?
Well, as soon as I get it done, this morning it's just barely started. There's been for years lists of, I have this crazy idea of listing every Tucson artist and making a link to their website or their contact information. And that's partly for selfish interest because I want to meet these folks. I love
it.
But also that's going to be built, and I've got a new design which will be much easier to navigate, of lots of little pictures of the artist's work that I hope will be ready by maybe this coming week. And then I can really start building in and adding artists.
Okay, I got.
So you'll be able to
you.
Find everybody in Tucson. We hope. I mean, that's crazy, but it'll happen eventually.
Well, that'd be a huge,
it's a laudable goal.
But so worthy.
It'll take years.
Yeah, it's so worthy. What do you do during the day? How are you funding this whole project?
Well, I do a couple of things. I used to do lots of technical writing about computers. I published 8 books and wrote a magazine column for 10 years in Linux Magazine. But now I'm mostly doing websites, and it's by word of mouth. And I have some income from my books, royalties, but not much. And I kind of live like an artist, you know, as cheap as I can.
So if folks like what they see and they want to get a hold of you, your information is at the bottom of each page, how to contact you?
Absolutely. There's a contact me link. And there's also, I believe I have a link with my phone number on there, but I'd be glad for, it'd be better to get email because getting a lot of phone calls is a little bit, well, whatever folks want to do.
Right. Go to the website and your information's there.
Yeah.
That's the easiest one. Now, are you an artist?
I've done photography since I was a kid, and I'm hoping to take my first class at Pima at the end of August, but on color and composition. I've actually just sort of self-taught, and really I'm not, I think, Jeff, maybe you were saying, I'm not really a designer. I mean, I'm amazed that artists do this. I've got the eye for it, but I don't know how to do it, and that's what I want to learn next.
It blows me away that how people like David Tenneo, just we'll pick on David, how they do this incredible stuff that looks, oh, gosh, I could do that. It looks so easy.
And he just whips it out like that.
And then you get out there with a brush and some paint, and it looks like someone threw up on the wall kind of deal. You know, it's terrible. So I am envious of these guys, but at the same time, I'm just in awe of them because it's such a gift.
Yeah, and I love working with artists on their websites because they have the vision and I have the technical ability. And otherwise, I use templates. Which can look pretty good, but they're, you know, it's fun working with artists.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for what you're
thank
doing.
Thank you both. This is a great show, and it's an honor to be here and very fun, too.
Oh, well, you know, hey, thanks. All right, so folks, this website, these websites, I got to say, especially the Tucson mailbox art, they're so much fun. I think, you know, I think this week to get the dozen roses from Mayfield's florist, I think you need to go on Tucson Mailbox Art and send us the address, the entry of your favorite mailbox.
Just tell us what it is.
Just tell us what it is. The first person that does that, we're going to give you a dozen roses to Mayfield's florist.
If you send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com.
And then the first person to go on the mural website is going to get the $25 gift certificate to 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza. Send your favorite mural to fred@fredandjeff.com. And we'll send you a $25 gift certificate to 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza because you got to look at these murals. They're fantastic.
Yeah, and we'll make it easy. The link will be on fredandjeff.com.
Okay, so you just go to fredandjeff.com and away you go. Cool, man. Fred, it's been a great week. And
yeah, next
here we
week
are
is going to be
summer.
Another exciting downtown show.
Downtown next week,
looking
second
forward.
Saturday coming up again.
Second Saturday is this coming Saturday.
Okay, so we'll be doing the downtown show after second Saturday?
The day after, yeah.
The day after. So
yeah.
Will you still be hazy?
Well, depends on what I do at second Saturday. there, you know, there's so much stuff going on second Saturday that you just cannot help waking up the next morning in a blur.
Right, right, right.
And not from any, you know, drinking or anything.
Adult libations.
No, it's just because there's so much stuff and sensory overload.
Absolutely. And the kids, great for the kids, great for the community. So, folks, get out there. Please meet your neighbor. If you've got a couple of extra bucks laying around the house, please send them to the United Way. Check out the arts here on Jerry's great blogs, great websites. And
TucsonArt.info.
TucsonArt.info. And stick around for our buddy Dave Sitton, who's going to have a lot of fun stuff too. And we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Whoa!